That black shadow, it's here with us, closing in.
Yes, closing in. All those who have died in this house are my slaves, as you will be my slaves in a very few brief seconds.
You are not the brain controlling this house. You gave that power to this compass. You transferred your power to this moving needle. Am I right, Mr. Richards?
Put that compass down!
Oh, no, I'll destroy it, Mr. Richards! No, you're completely powerless to harm us.
Watch out, Paul! This partition's gonna crumble!
Paul!
Sandra!
Gosh, Paul, it's good to be back in our own home.
What happened to Mr. Richards when the partition collapsed, Jim?
Well, the workmen searched the debris around the house for Mr. Richards' body, but no trace of him was found. I'm afraid that he escaped.
Oh, no.
You mean he's still alive and free, Jim?
Yes, indeed. That's just what I mean.
Well, he won't be for long, Sandra. People everywhere will be warned, and every corner of this earth will be looking for him. Even his will can't defy the world, Sandra. No one man can ever fight the world.
From the time-worn pages of the past, we have recalled the house and the brain. Bellkeeper, toll the bell.
And so ends another episode of The Horror. I will be back Wednesday as we close in on Halloween with another Voice of Doom. It's going to be Vincent Price next time. If you want to hear the archives of the past episodes of this show, relicradio.com is the website, and you'll find more old-time radio. relicradio@gmail.com is my email address if you'd like to contact me. And don't forget to visit vintagehorror.com. There's a contest on right now. Just got to answer a few trivia questions and you can win a free book. Check that out at vintagehorror.com. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back Wednesday with another Voice of Doom on The Horror.